It's season 11, episode 12 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Feeding a Need. They didn't feed a need for drama tonight, but we've got a full recap coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome. You know, we're here to talk about the Beverly Hills ladies. And it's so good, you want to hear it twice. It's expensive.
That's right.
I'm your host, Grant Runner, Grants_Rants over on Twitter, and coming from the podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk.
What's up, guys? I love your comments in the YouTube section, so make sure to follow me at Thomas Relina so we can get to know each other. I'm at Thomas Relina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Are you sure you like them riffing at me?
I'm here for all the comments, good and bad.
Love me, hate me, keep the comments coming, we love it. I'm Chris Valentine, aka Golden Boy on Twitter, and chrisvalentine.la website, with all of my fawning over the celebrities there.
Yes. Ooh, well, do we want to take a look at this video again? I know Chris, you wanted to shout it out real quick. There was a moment, right? What did
What did you want to talk about the video? I'm just glad I wore the dollar sign again,
because
you know, it always falls so low you don't see anything. And somebody said, like, why is Chris shirtless? Well, duh, watch the video. I'm one of her dancers in the background.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, exactly, yes.
Snap.
Yes. All right, well, we are going to bring as much shade and drama to this after show as we can. From this episode tonight, very little was given, perhaps. It was an episode to celebrate Lisa Rinna. After some bad behavior, give her a humanitarian award.
I love it.
Bring
Absolutely.
It on.
I mean, she is being attacked, of course, a lot last week. I always try to be fair. I try to look at everybody's perspective. I don't want to just support a star just because I love them, even though I love everybody. But, you know, Lisa Rinna, I think it was very clear by tonight, she is the one that said those things. It was not Eden. It was not edited that way. If Lisa Rinna doesn't remember, hey, I don't know if it's an excuse or not, but we got to see kind of a filler episode, I feel. We awarded Lisa Rinna the humanitarian award, which was interesting, but we didn't...
It's good,
like,
timing.
Yeah, it's like after last week, she needed that.
It
you
was.
Guys are so mean.
Did she need it, though? I mean,
you know. Guys in the chat room.
Yes,
hey, everybody. Yes,
let us know what you think in the live chat, because we've got a light episode to cover, but nevertheless, there's plenty to talk about because... You've got us. I mean, I got a lot to say. And it's not all good stuff. So let's go. Lisa Vanderpump is buying a $630,000 condo for her 24-year-old son, Max. What do you want to say?
I can't relate, but I love it. You know, like what I said, Lisa Vanderpump has the coins. She makes the show elevate to a level where people that don't normally watch this would be like, wow, this is, you know, that's not your everyday thing. So I appreciate Lisa for... You know, treating her kids the same, and let her do what she wants. She works really hard.
It's her money. You can't tell people how to spend their money or what to do with their kids, so it's good for her. But man, does she have a lot of work to do in that place. That place is a house of horrors.
That's what she likes. That's her gift. She's a designer. I'm almost like, if you have $620,000 to spend, maybe get a house. I mean, you're getting close to $1 million. By the time she furnishes it and refurbishes it, it's going to be way over $1 million. So I'm like, maybe he wants a condo. I would probably put the money into a home with property. That's what I would do.
Right. Yeah,
so,
yeah, I get that.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. Maybe she wanted like a, give him like a bachelor pad because he's a young guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do like that vibe.
Maybe
I
it's just in
do.
A really good neighborhood. I know LA is expensive, but that's all expensive condo.
That's expensive.
Someone in the comments said that they think that they Bravo gave the episode to Lisa because they felt like she was going to get dragged the rest of the season for her behavior.
Oh, so they threw her a bone.
You know, I do feel like that, Jay. I do agree with you. I think that it was a very timing for the episode to air and for her to get a humanitarian award.
You guys want to know what sign I am? Why is it all about me on this, on this panel? Tell me why you want to know. But hi, everybody. Yeah, hey. Yeah, okay.
So we're loving the live chat tonight.
Let's talk about this Kim and Kyle shopping scene where it was a very, obviously very set up. Like, we're supposed to believe she hasn't talked to Kim in, like, 4 weeks, but she said, oh, what did you think of the Gatsby party? What did you make of it? And Kim obviously was very thrown off by Eden, and Kyle questions if Eden is just, you know, if perhaps it's a call for help. Eden's mm-hmm. deflection on Kim, who she doesn't really know. Kim and Kyle...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They kind of, it's in their ethosphere, like it's the, they've come kind of come to the realization that Lisa Rinna is not completely innocent in this. This is where it started to unroll for them. And that was a moment, because it seemed like Lisa Rinna was like, no, I have nothing to do with this. I will not accept anything, and that's it, period. But I'm glad that she isn't getting away with it, even with Kim. Even Kim can see it.
Before we get super into it, I just have to say, I even wrote down Kim looked great in this episode. Yes. I think this was...
We didn't talk about it, but I felt like, did she have a facelift? Her face looked so fresh.
I don't know about a facelift, but I just think that overall, this is the happiest...
Sometimes Botox can raise the face, sometimes filler can help. But she looked different. And somebody, one of my friends sent me a little message saying they said, is she off the hash or something? Is that, does that have something to do with it? I mean, her eyes looked clearer than most of the other episodes, but she definitely looked different. She looked great.
She looked great.
She like she was all there, you know, present.
Kim has lived a hard life. So for someone, a woman of her age, she's not calling someone old, but look, she's a mature lady. She looks good. Considering that she wasn't exactly on an organic diet her whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, a good point, Grant. Do you remember that episode where her and Kyle went to the grocery store, and Kyle's all about organic, and she's like, well, you shouldn't get this and shouldn't get that, and Kim's like, remember, it was all about the salsa. But Kim's like grabbing anything. It doesn't matter if it's preserved or not. Right. So you're right. She's not really focused on that clean living, so to speak.
And beyond the diet, there were a few other things thrown in.
I can relate with how Kim is super over the top excited about having a grandbaby. I think, you know, my family too, having a grandbaby in our family now, it definitely changes your perspective. And I think her mind is just in such a different place. So it's unfortunate that, you know, her sobriety and the struggles that she's going through is still part of this season, but you know, I'm happy that she is in a happier place in her life.
She's like making progress for sure. What did I do that was shady?
Right.
The shade. Okay. Hey, Darren.
Eden and Lisa Rinna met. There was a very dramatic entrance. Like both of these ladies are storming the hills.
I was trying to think of what that looked like. It kind of looked like
a Mob Wives throwback.
Yeah, maybe Mob Wives.
Well, Lisa Rinna is like coming down her driveway. I don't know where they're meeting. Is there a park right down the street?
Oh, it must be. MTV, so like leaves. The challenge, like where they're meeting. It's like the two last people standing.
It looks like a park. There's picnic tables and everything, but it's weird because she just always seems to be walking down the driveway to wherever she needs to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on there.
I know.
But yeah, that was a good scene, and we're waiting for it to explode. We're waiting for somebody to admit to it. Lisa Rinna again is having kind of like an amnesia moment where she's not owning it.
Gosh.
She's not owning it, and she did say it, because you know we all saw it on tape. We saw exactly what she said. So Eden is correct.
I mean, Lisa Rinna, I guess she wanted to really, I mean, she did. She went into the scene with the intention of defending herself, but she was very spiteful, and she shouldn't be, saying, oh, well, you've been a busy girl, haven't you? I'm like, oh, first of all, when you call someone a girl or a boy and they're an adult, like, that's all, you're already throwing down the tone of what the conversation is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that. That's too patronizing, whatever. Eden is cold and very squinty in this scene. She's just, like, unmoved, watching Lisa Rinna, listening to every word with the eyes just barely open. I like it, though.
Guns blazing on this because, you know, I think with Eden, not just because she came to our show, I do think that she knows how the game works in the housewife world, and I think that she knew that was an opportunity for Lisa to kind of, you know, chew her out, but she didn't let her. I think I think she explained it best on tonight's show, that she did go to Lisa Vanderpump's house to let Lisa know things that were already said, that Rinna said, so I don't really think it's talking behind somebody's back if somebody is, you know, doing something like that.
Well said,
She needed some support, and I believe her when she needed an outside perspective. I mean, she was under the gun with all the girls, if I can say girls. And it's like, I don't blame her for going to Lisa Vanderpump. Of course, Lisa Vanderpump ate it up. I mean, that's exactly what she's looking for after last season and the fallout with her and Lisa Rinna. I feel like Lisa Vanderpump latched onto it. But when Eden said, and when Lisa Rinna said, "You threw me under the bus" in that little meeting, she threw herself under the bus. She did. I mean, she's the one that said all those things. Eden is only repeating exactly what we saw on tape. Those are the exact words. Eden's taking it all in, though. Like you said, she's being very centered. She's listening. She's not going off the deep end, and I like that.
Yeah, I might be wrong, but I feel like when I watch it and I keep hearing Lisa Rinna say that she doesn't know if she said these things over and over again, it makes me cringe a little, because I'm like, I know, I feel like as a viewer, I don't know the real truth. Only she does.
Well, right? As she got later in the episode, she said, in present tense. So now she's added a layer onto where I think she does remember saying those things, but it wasn't in present tense. So how does that change anything?
Oh, Lisa doesn't mean a damn thing. Come on.
It was past tense. It's okay. I don't know.
Oh, so come
that was
on,
that
yeah.
was funny. That was funny when she added that in there.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't fault her that much.
I mean,
it's like kind of we're making
you
a
don't
lot.
Fault Rinna.
No,
they are going to chew you in the comments again.
I know you guys are, but listen, we're all human. Lisa Rinna is bringing her own flair and personality to it. She says things that she later regrets. She ends up owning it at the very end. She apologizes. She's just a person putting stuff out there sometimes, and it bites her in the butt. I'm not going to totally defend her. I'm saying she did it, but we wouldn't have too much to talk about if she wasn't who she is and said those things.
On this side of the table, I have Lisa. I'm just Lisa Rinna exhausted.
You're Lisa Rinna out.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of her and the personality being so awesome. I mean, this was I joke on the Real Housewives of New Jersey that it should be called Teresa of New Jersey.
Yeah.
This was Lisa of Beverly Hills this episode. And after the last two very dominating, polarizing episodes, it's kind of a lot, especially if you're not feeling Rinna. And I mean, I'm telling you, a lot of people are not. It's across the board. It's beyond
it's
our show. It's beyond our show here at Afterwards. I mean, people are just like, oh, they're just sick of her.
Though, Grant, I must say, I meet people every week. I do a lot of outside events and things. And I ask them, how do you feel about Lisa Rinna? And
really?
They, yes,
you
I do. I do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody knows her. She's been doing this a long, long, long time. I said she's built up to where she is now as a major star. Not that she wasn't a star earlier, but she is at the height of her career now.
I agree with that. Yes. This is a big place for her.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the thing is, they say, I don't like how Lisa Rinna's acting on the show, but I still like Lisa Rinna. And let me tell you something.
Well, I don't. I'm tired.
I know you don't. I know you don't. But her sales on QVC are going through the roof.
Good for her.
So she's got a following. And by the way, you know, she was on Wendy Williams earlier when the season started. And she said, you saw that?
Yeah,
Wendy said, "Why, Lisa, are you going on this show? I mean, are you crazy?" And she said, "Well, first, Harry Hamlin said I could not do it, or I'll get a divorce." And then 24 hours later, he changed his mind because he said it would be good for QVC. He was right. Mm-hmm. And she's a businesswoman. She's said plainly on Wendy, "I'm doing this to up my sales on QVC." She's a businesswoman. So
Well, she still annoys me.
There's no denying that Lisa Rinna has added the drama this season, for sure.
We would be lost without her in a way.
And
we
somebody's buying her clothes.
Yeah, and it's good for me to be irritated on the show. I think it's good. It's more fun. It's fun. But You're trying it, Lisa, and you've done it.
You've upped our adrenaline across the board.
Yes, the game.
Well, on top of it all, what we said, we're celebrating Lisa Rinna. Apparently, she's very involved in the charity world, so much so that we're going to see her do charity and win an award all in the same episode.
You know what? One of my friends actually told me that tonight they were doing the Project Angel Food, and I actually volunteered there.
How was it?
It was amazing. I recommend it for everybody to go and experience it, because we went during the holidays, we gave back. And some of the people on tonight's episode I actually work with myself, and it's just a great experience.
Where was that? Because the award
show... It's in Hollywood.
I couldn't tell either.
The award show...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think... Yeah, I want to go to it because Lisa Rinna will be there. But anyways, no. Seriously, I want to raise the stakes here. Okay. But wasn't the award show at Warner Brothers? Because I'm trying to picture it, and it looked like it was at the studio, maybe?
Actually, funny that you say that, because the ceremony was in the parking lot.
Of Warner Brothers?
No, of Project Angel Food.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when did we see Warner Brothers come up tonight?
That was when Kyle. That was when Kyle went to go to the studio for her show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Because I knew I saw it, and I'm like, where did they have the award show? So it was in the parking lot. Okay. Yeah, but it looked nice.
Yeah, Project Angel Food, though, I do have to say, I'm glad that they brought that in there. And, you know, I don't dislike Lisa Rinna. I think that she brought the drama for the show, and that's why I like watching the show. But, you know, it's great that she does that charitable work. I love that side of her.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't seen much of that this season yet. I think that's a good thing, that they at least highlighted something positive.
Yeah, yeah. And she's been doing it for 20 years. Like, it's not like something she just brought in for the show.
Yeah, we've seen so many parties. We're 12 episodes in. You know, at least it's something that is benefiting the greater good.
But how did you feel about that car driving up?
The Bentley.
I know. Is that appropriate or not? You're like,
I thought it was. I mean, look, that's why we watched the show, right? I mean, for the lifestyles. I mean, why not? I mean,
I loved it. I love Dorit. Is honestly, I know some people are bored with her and they feel like they can't really connect with her, but she brings it in the fashion and the bling, and I'm here for that.
I do have a question for Dorit, though. Is that your only car? Because that would say a lot. If, you know, you've got one really nice over-the-top lease, I mean, a gift.
Lease.
And then, did you say lease?
And then, you know, if that's what you're driving around, you know, you're going to Ralph's in the Bentley, you're going to a charity to do, you know, cooking in the Bentley, you know. It's one thing to, like, put it out for special occasions and be like, look, we're going out. But it's another to be like, we're going to go all over town. We're going to do, like city driving in a Bentley. You know what I mean?
It's like her staple, though. I mean, PK gave it to her. It's part of the show. I think whenever we see it, we flash back to when she got it. So
I never thought of that. It could be a lease, though. That is a good point.
Well, it's has to be on someone's credit.
I think she has more than one. I think they brought up they have more than one car, but she does take it everywhere. And you know what? I would too. Even if it was my only car, I'd go to Ralph's in it.
I would be too afraid with like certain things, like it's like a fine watch or something. Like you just, I don't know. You're talking to someone who's been in more damn car accidents and T-boned and all this nonsense through no fault of my own.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's like I am so afraid of anything nice, like being just for everyday use.
It's such a signature color. I can't get over it. I feel like if I were to go around Beverly Hills or West Hollywood, I would know, oh, that's Dorit. Like, I have not seen one person with a rose gold Bentley.
And if it gets bumped up, Grant, I mean, it is a lease. It goes back in 3 years. That's you get a fresh new car.
That's true.
That's what I do. So.
That's the thing to do. Kyle is questioning why Eden is there, because she said, well, Lisa Rinna was so angry at her. Why are they here doing charity work together? I don't understand this. But, I mean, nothing really came of that. Eden said she felt good, and they worked in peace.
Well, she donated $2,000. So, I mean, I believe that Eden donated the money because she is a charitable person as well. But I feel like that kind of, you know, at the end of the day, it is about charity. So I think that was something that Lisa Rinna could just move past that just for that specific moment.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's a reality show, and they know they need to do their scenes together. Yeah. And Lisa Rinna, you know, bringing up Wendy Williams again, she said she knew every single person on the show, and she was friends with all those people on the show. And in behind the scenes, they're friends. So you know what? They're gonna knock out those segments, even if they're fighting or not fighting, whatever. It's a business in a way.
Kyle was doing a lot of talking at this event, and Eden was doing a lot of listening. Yeah. At least that's how it was edited. It looked like she was looking over at Erica and Kyle discussing why she's there and all of this, which I feel like they would have to hear that. What do you think they're talking about? You know what I mean?
It looks really loud in there, though, I have to say.
Really?
It is loud in there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe.
First-hand experience.
Yeah, this is good to know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But you know, they cut to Eden, and it looked like Eden was right across from them hearing everything, and she was given that look, and I'm like, you girls are being shady. She's right there, and she can hear you. Yeah. She's right there.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. I don't, you know, if you're going to do something, go to somebody's face and have it out, but don't be, you know, snickering while the person's right there. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, Madison says that PK reminds him of Slade from Orange County.
Is that a good thing?
That's not a good thing.
I didn't want you to miss that.
Thank you for calling that out. I appreciate it. All this talk of charity reminds me of The Real Housewives of Dallas. Shout out to Dallas.
Yes, we love Dallas.
Thomas and I
don't think PK is as bad as everybody makes him out. I think he's kind of
He's just a total joke. There's just something to laugh at. For me.
Why is that? Just because of the way
he
acts?
He's just a goof. It's nothing no personal attack. I mean, look, people are entertained by me talking like this. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, whatever. He's just a goof. I can't take that man seriously. I mean, who could? But anyway, let's be real. Lisa Vanderpump smells an invalid. She's looking over, you know, she's always looking for someone downtrodden, newly divorced, broke, hurt. Well, she's got an eye on Eden, calling her a broken baby.
Now, where have we heard that, Grant? Do you remember?
Yeah.
She said that about Kim. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, Kim is a broken bird, and her wing. Didn't she say that?
Yeah. Yes.
So I've heard
several people.
Yeah, we've heard it before.
So many words. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, look, Eden. It looks like you're gonna be ipso facto pulled into a relationship now because you're on the, apparently you're very downtrodden.
Eden said on one of the social media she was so thrilled that Lisa Vanderpump came to her side, is now an ally and a friend with her. So she's happy.
Oh yeah, and when Eden was here, she even knew. She was like, she knew she was in a good place because she was very close with Lisa. And I'm laughing because you tagged me in a video, Thomas.
Was it me?
Right. I think you sent me a video.
And right, on Instagram, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like Eden and a bunch of people at some press thing, like saying how much she loves Lisa. So she's definitely putting it out in the universe.
She is putting it out in the universe.
Yes, so that is letting it be known.
But that's good. I want Eden to stay on the show. So whatever she needs to do to be close with... That's how you have to develop storylines with these women, but you also have to make sure that you connect with one or two of them. Yeah. Otherwise, you just become... You're out.
Yeah.
You really... It's like a limited time for you to make something happen.
That's true. Well, Eden and Dorit, they had a limited scene. Dorit was asking if... perhaps through all of this, Rinna was somehow induced. And then Eden said in her one-on-one interview, well, are you implying that she has a pill problem? Mm. And then we never touched that again.
Yeah, we never did. I thought they were going to dive more into it. Maybe it'll come back.
Eden's being so careful now. What she probably could have done or used to or would have done is bring it up right there to Dorit and say, are you talking about a pill problem? So now she's doing it in the confessional, so she's really toned it down. Mm. But yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking of, too. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you know?
I went over
maybe
my head.
Revisit it later on.
Yeah. Oh, I think we know.
We still have a lot of ways to
that whole thing, that whole little interview, that one-on-one thing. I'm like, first of all, we could have probably hashed all of this out in the cafeteria after they made all the food. You know, let's all get together and just hash it out. I'm like, you guys are all right there. Do it now.
I know. Just have a chat. Be like, let's just talk real quick.
But the producer's like, no, we're going to milk this.
I know. That's all I got. Erica and Tom have a scene, and you know I was excited to see them together. But I want to know what you think. In my opinion, it seemed almost a little like not rehearsed. I'm not thinking they're going around rehearsing, but it seemed kind of fake. Like, oh, thank you so much for coming out to eat with me. Weird. Thank you so much for the jet. Oh, I appreciate it so much. Like, it just wasn't husband and wife speak to me.
Yeah, I
kind of
felt
that. You know, it's more like if you, Chris, took me out for lunch, I'd be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate it. You know, it's a little different dynamic when it's your husband's money that he just paid for this $1 million music video.
Yeah, and we've kind of heard it before. They've talked to each other like that before. It's kind of stiff. They say one, and it's almost the exact words we've heard before, but yeah, it was a little strange. And by the way, didn't at some point they have two jets? At one episode, Erica said, oh, well, we actually have two, and I can take the other one. Now it's like, oh, thank you, Tom, for letting me use the jet, you know? So I don't know.
I don't remember that.
It was a short, it wasn't every episode, because then after that, it was down, we're down to one jet again.
Yeah.
And, oh, thank you, Tom, can I borrow it, your jet, Tom? You know, so, yeah, it was interesting.
Well, I think with Tom and Erica, I think that their relationship is just super unique. I think in the beginning, a lot of people could have said, oh, Erica is like a gold digger, or she's just this and that. But after two seasons now and seeing how they talk to each other, I feel like that's just the way that they talk to each other. That's what works for them, in my opinion. And I think that Tom genuinely appreciates how Erica's living her dream. We see flashbacks to when Erica was helping him build his dream. And now I think
time
has passed. Yeah, things have changed. Yeah. And I love them together. I think it's unique. It's not your everyday
relationship. I think it's the real deal. I really do think they care about each other. Remember, she helped him for 10 years. Now he's very graciously letting her do her career, which is wonderful. But, you know, if you read or look into Erica's past, She has said that she did not have a father. He left when she was two or something like that. And I almost feel like Tom is a father figure to her. And the relationship that they have is just working great. So I think it's real.
You know, there could be something to that. I think that that's pretty accurate. I mean, I've been in a similar situation, but I would assume that kind of like, a lot of people say you marry your father or you're looking for a figure that you didn't have. And if it works out, great. I mean, clearly they've been together forever. And I thought it was nice how he was supportive of her and said, oh, the video was worth it. Like, it was so worth, like, spending all that money on it. That was nice. He's, like, supportive. But, yes, there was a comment by, I want to say, either Charlie or Charlie in charge mentioned that he's trying to look better than he did last year.
Who, Tom?
Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Tom,
he looks
Tom,
good.
No, Tom was a little rough last year with Erica.
Oh, so there was those scenes where he got upset.
Yeah, perhaps he's
trying
to
just think Erica is just so... She's just so flawless. Like, I feel like she just looks so good. And Watch What Happens Live, I was obsessed with the weave that she was wearing. Did you guys watch?
I did, yes.
She just looks so great and put together, and I really I really am a huge fan of hers.
I'll never get tired of the princess confessionals. That hair out to here, I mean, it's gorgeous. And then we had a little snippet of her looking like a teenager. It was off to one side of ponytail. And you were like, was that from the video or something?
I think that
she
was
looked good.
I needed somebody to come in and do some lines.
She looks so young. Yeah.
Well, Kyle admits that her sisters were very tense and uneasy about the show that she's producing for TV Land, but then she said, oh, well, they were worried about the subject matter, but they seem to be on board now, and they literally cut to, like, so yeah, so what we're gonna use for drugs is, like, baby oil.
That made me feel a little uncomfortable, but, you know, I did put in my notes that I'm happy that the Richards and Kathy Hilton have put their differences aside and are looking at the project a little differently now.
I don't know if I believe all that.
Well, I did see photos of them all together at Kris Jenner's holiday party, and they were all together. It looked like they were all having a good time. Paris and Nikki were there as well. It just looks like they've come full circle.
I think that's the biggest publicity stunt around, though, that Kardashian Christmas Eve, whatever the hell. It's like, of course you're going to look good in front of cameras. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're on speaking terms, but I don't know. I feel like there's always, and I wish Christy was here and she'll be here next week, but it's just interesting to get her perspective on that, because I feel like it's just like they're tolerating it, but I don't think they're behind it because they don't want her on TV. Like, they've been very open about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's about their lives, so.
The baby suppositories. Now, I did not quite get the whole thing. Are they recreating a drug scene?
I guess.
I mean, why are they talking about that? They're not actually, the actors aren't going to take it, right? They're just going to say that's what people were using in the 70s or the
80s? I don't know.
I didn't quite understand.
Because she's like, oh, I don't remember that exactly, and don't talk bad about my father. Mm-hmm. So, who knows?
I'm sure there was, like, so much footage of them talking about this, and they just cut to that one part that they're talking about the drugs. Because that could have been a long conversation about the whole pilot.
Right. Yeah.
Well, for dramatic effect. But.
She did make a point, though. The pilot is, we're hoping to go beyond the pilot, because you just spend so much money, and, you know, they're already building the sets and everything. That costs a lot of money, so you want it to turn into a TV series. So, hopefully it will.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it is. So, yeah, so it worked out. In the limo, Kyle and Dorit are there. And Kyle says that she now knows that Lisa Rinna said those things just from what she's heard her say in the past. Mm-hmm. So we've progressed from the beginning where it was like the chat, like, you know, I think there's, like, there's smoke, there's fire, to now Kyle is on, she connected the dots.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to do anything at this event, but now she understands Eden's behavior, which is what I've been saying all along.
Here's what I told
certain things, and you want to rush, just so naturally that's how she is. She wants to rush to Kim's aid.
I feel like one thing that I really agree on with what Erica said at Project Angel Food was, I do think that Eden's behavior towards Kim and Kyle's relationship is very intrusive. I think she does a little too much, and I can understand why people on social media are saying she's doing too much. She's like putting her nose in situations that she shouldn't, but Lisa Rinna is the one that planted the initial idea of this. So I can get how Eden can be very intense and want to help.
Yes.
If Lisa Rinna never said anything, if she never mentioned anything, and if Eden were just to, you know, subject herself to this, then I think it would be fair for people to be like, okay, you're doing too much. But Lisa Rinna kind of projected this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this on the show, you run to someone, you say they have a problem similar to yours, they're near death, the sister's enabling them, and no one's doing anything. So, you know, this, she, you know, you put all that on someone who has lost someone and all that.
And history.
And is naturally, like, a fixer. I think that was the word in one of the comments. So, of course, she's going to want to do something. So, yeah, Lily Serena, you got to watch out what you say.
Jay Ruiz, thank you. It did get picked up. And Elvin, yeah, it got 12. It's picked up for 12 episodes. So, yeah, thank you, guys. And Christian Torn, that's funny. Lisa Rinna's Botox lips are leaking. Love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, the whole thing. Again, someone mentioned at the beginning in the comments, Lisa Rinna still not owning it. At this point, we're still not there. Charity event is here. No Eileen at all in this episode. Yeah.
I do that every episode. It's so bad. I want to like Eileen, guys. I'm not connecting with her for some reason.
Well, she has pink eyes. She's not even there, so you don't have to worry about it right there.
Yeah, it's just, I want more from Eileen. Yeah. But.
Lisa Vanderpump blew it off because it wasn't about her, and then Erica was away. And Eden said that she has this boyfriend, this kindred spirit that she labeled him. And they have not met, but they have a telephone relationship. And I think it's very modern and very new age. I think you do what works for you.
Yeah, you do you. I think that Kyle was saying a little too much, but, you know, she, at this point, I'm sure she's just really exhausted. I'm sure she wants to get cut through all the BS and just talk it out and get to that place where she knows who said what. So at that point, I feel like she was just saying things.
Yeah, I mean, Eden said straight up, she's like, I'm just enjoying what I'm doing. I mean, I don't know what she's, if she's sending this guy money, but it's like, if I assume she isn't, but it's like, as long as you're not onto some scam, if you're just enjoying someone casually in a new digital age relationship and it's not that serious, who cares? You know?
Yeah, and I think Kyle said when she meets somebody, she's like all in fast. And I love that about Eden. And then she also said, Eden probably just wants acceptance and love, and that's why she's being like she is. And I think that is spot on, Kyle. I think you got it.
I wonder who is going to step in and be that friend of hers, because right now, even with all the cast, I'm not seeing anybody super close with Eden. I don't think anybody's vibing with her. I think even Erica said on Watch What Happens Live, she wasn't. I could tell that she is not a fan of Eden.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Lisa Vanderpump would be it.
Probably pick this up very clearly, but Erica was, if you remember, Yolanda's friend, who is the arch enemy or was of Lisa Vanderpump. So I feel like Eden is on one side, and anybody that aligns with Lisa Vanderpump is on another side.
Yeah.
And how did you feel, Thomas, about Lisa not showing up to that charity event?
I think it's very Lisa. I do. Shady, I didn't mind it. I think maybe I would have done the same thing. I don't know. I think that Lisa Vanderpump and her are always going to have that issue, and... You know, Lisa Vanderpump is Lisa Vanderpump.
It wasn't about her. She is the one that does the charity stuff. Is her stuff. So this did not include her or charity. So
I think Lisa Vanderpump has a hard time letting go of things sometimes, and I do think that I love Lisa Vanderpump. I think that she just has a hard time letting things go, and I can understand that if somebody hurts you that bad, like Lisa Rinna did last season.
Yeah.
Even though they're having a charity like that, she's still not going to budge.
Yeah. If you watch that reunion, Lisa Rinna is screaming at her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Lisa Vanderpump felt so bad that she didn't even want to come back for another season. She said that. She said it's so toxic. I hope we get to news and gossip because I have some more things to say on that topic. But I feel like what Thomas is saying is she doesn't forget. That is correct. And, you know, last week's episode was her chance to get back at Lisa Rinna. She was finally found a way in. And what's interesting, again, is Erica, when Lisa Rinna went off crying, Erica's the first one to follow her. Almost like she's almost like picking a side.
Yeah,
that was, I don't think she's all in with being Lisa Vanderpump's friend. I think it's going back to the Yolanda thing, and there are two sides.
Yeah.
So you got to watch that. You got to watch, see who's aligning with who, and it'll tell you a lot. And I think a lot of us forgot that she was friends with the Yolanda. You know, and that makes a difference.
Let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Someone is showing a side of themselves that they're picking a side, all right. Full frontal, completely naked. Lisa Rinna really trying.
Oh, boy.
Really trying.
You know, I did see
that. This photo. Now, look, she posted a nude selfie applauding Playboy for going back to nude photography. Apparently, they took a year off. And she posed for them twice previously. And the caption is, "The female body is so beautiful, every size and every age." She's a mother of like adult girls. It's just like, look, when you post something like that, you're doing it for attention. You're not doing it to better women's images. Like, you're so thirsty. Like, the whole show is about you effing up, and now you're doing this. Like, all right, sure.
I wonder if she had gotten permission from her family to do that.
Well, the girl said last week.
Could you imagine that family meeting?
Or 2 weeks ago, Delilah and the other sister said, "Mom walks around the house naked all the time.
Yeah.
She's nude all the time, and it's embarrassing to us." But that's who Lisa Rinna is. And also last season, Lisa Rinna said, "If you go online, you can see a nude picture of her giving birth." Now, I'm sure it exists. I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it. I personally don't want to see that. It's just not my thing. But it is who Lisa Rinna is. She's always been out there. Her mouth has always been out there. So it's not too surprising to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Playboy decided to go back to a nude picture because I knew they decided to stop.
Yeah, at least you learned something from this.
She's bringing awareness.
Maybe she can get a centerfold spread with Playboy again.
Yes. Who knew you can collect a humanitarian award one day and show up in the nude the next online? And it's all okay. This is the world we live in, kids.
Yes.
I hope you all had a chance to see the photo. I don't know if it went up, but... Okay, great.
It looks like she's wearing a dress, but I'm sure that's the blocking it out, right?
Yeah, it was pixelated.
Well, Lisa knows how to make people talk, and we're talking about it now, so it's just kind of part of the hamster wheel.
If you're that thin... Why wouldn't you post?
It's just in such poor taste. I mean, she's not a 25-year-old girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's just such poor taste. I don't understand it. Because it's not like you're going nude for fur. Or, you know, you're like, it's just a gratuitous nude shot online.
Works for me, guys. Just kidding.
Lisa Rinna, you're really pushing it. You're really pushing it with me.
Is off the edge.
I was such a fan of hers. And she was on that disaster of a show, Soap Talk, years ago. And I always liked her because she was very unfiltered. But now it's to the point where it's really just for shock value and it's gratuitous. And it's like one thing to be a little loud, believe me, I know. But it's another to turn it up like that. But you know what? Again, you can't tell people what to do. I don't know.
I'm not sure if it's good or bad because, you know, our kids are in high fashion or doing runway. I don't know. I know it reflects on them and stuff like that, but her kids seem to stand by her, so...
Well, too bad if they didn't.
Let her do her thing.
If you're in the entertainment business and you're on television all the time, I hate to say it, but most of the people are very thin. The camera does add a little bit. If she is working this hard to stay that thin and she wants to show off her body, you go, girl. I don't have a problem with it. I don't necessarily need to see it or need to Google it, but I always say you do you. So I don't have too much of a problem with it. And if someone wasn't being shocking on the show, you'd think it'd be Erica, right? But look at Lisa Rinna is the one we're talking about all the time. And you guys are doing the same thing in the chat room. So it is what it is. She's getting mileage.
Yes.
She's going to be around for another season.
You do you, girl. Whatever. All right. Kyle Richards was on the Daily Dish podcast over on Bravo, and she commented a lot on what went down last week in Mexico and how she's been learning all of this, what's been said between Lisa Vanderpump, Eden, and Lisa Rinna. So she says, regarding Eden and Rinna, she says, Kim, this is about what her sister's saying, Kim is very upset with both of them. She thinks it's extremely irresponsible. She always says, Lisa Rinna always talks about me. Why does she always talk about me? She's always coming for me. Kim Richards was very active on Twitter last week during the show, and she said that she never visited Vidal Sassoon's house, nor has she ever been to Eden's house. So she's setting the record straight, like they were not close.
Mm-hmm.
She thought it was very convenient that both Lisa Rinna and Eileen weren't feeling well, because we know how she feels about Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
She said, she tweeted, this is Kim Richards, Lisa cries and denies. Yeah, no one feels bad for you, Rinna, especially when the episode continually flashed back to the clip with Rinna saying Kim is close to death. She also went on to say, it's hard at Lisa Rinna, right? You had the biggest moment with your daughter. So did I. We just had a beautiful baby, and you spread a vicious lie.
Well, on that note, Grant, you are correct. She went crazy last week, Kim, on Twitter, and it was nonstop. It was after the show. Usually, I think they're under contract to tweet while the show is going on Tuesday nights or all day. But Kim actually didn't do too much that night, but she went crazy for the rest of the week. And it seemed to me that it was always reverting about the drugs and back to herself in a way. Like, she seems to be keeping the storyline about herself going. Mm-hmm. I just want to put that out there. Okay?
Because
nobody asked you
But look, if all this has been said about you and you don't have the platform to be on the show and you're not on Watch What Happens Live, I mean...
Yeah, Twitter is your option.
Do you have to constantly talk about your issues?
Yeah, I think that she could possibly tone it down on some of her issues. And, you know, it's part of, like, somebody going after you like that. Sometimes you, like, wheel out and you just start saying things.
I could not keep my mouth shut, especially if people are saying things about me that are untrue and I had a platform to do so, and this is what she had to work with.
You go, Grant.
I don't blame her. One of Eileen's books is optioned for a movie. It's called Dial Emmy for Murder. It's a soap opera mystery series novel. It looks to be high drama. She says, I wrote these books 10 years ago. It's part of a series, as I mentioned. She said, one every year for a few years. One of them has been optioned. She went on to say that she's in the middle of writing the second draft for it, and hopefully that'll be filming in the summer. She plans to star in it, co-write it, exec produce it, and she's excited for it. So,
good for her. Exciting.
Yeah. Beth, you are right. All publicity is good publicity. It does up sales, and Lisa Rinna said, if you're going to be selling stuff on TV, you need to have
so
good property.
Stuck on Lisa Rinna here.
I'm not.
Okay, so let's move on.
Lisa Rinna.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, I was thinking about this today, because when we got to see Kyle with her show, like, it's really something special to Beverly Hills, where we get to see these people actually, like, they're in the business, they're in Hollywood, they're producing shows. Now Eileen has her project, and I feel like to us, like, we're always hearing about projects, we work around this business, but if you're watching and you're used to, you know, the other cities, you know, you're not seeing this, so it's kind of exclusive to Beverly Hills.
It's
interesting.
Exciting.
So I hope that this is highlighted on the show, should Eileen return.
Well, I have some news and gossip.
Okay, what's up?
Did you get all your stuff out?
I got all my stuff
done.
Okay,
good, because I got a juicy one. So, some of you may have seen this today. Radar Online reports that Lisa Vanderpump has come out and said she is not returning next season. This just came out today, guys, so it is fresh, hot news.
No.
And you know she has friends... Oh, poor thing. she has friends on Radar Online. She either knows the reporters, the editors that's come out before, so they always get the first scoop. And then the Inquisitor picked it up, and then everybody's going to pick it up after me, right? But anyway, just kidding. Yeah. She said that the place is so toxic, it's not worth the 7 figures she's been paying. She's looking...
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
Oh, I know. But they said she has made a fortune off the show, and she's looking to do a spinoff. Now, I've talked to the ladies before, and they've said they cannot do other reality shows when they're under contract, unless it's like Bravo, where it's a spinoff where Bravo owns it too, like Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So, it looks as though Bravo is going to, they're like in the late talks, like it is almost set in stone, where Lisa Vanderpump is going to be doing a show where she builds a, or she buys property and creates like an animal shelter or something. You heard that? Okay. And then she's going to have the animals up for adoption and things like that, and the whole show is going to revolve around that. So,
yeah,
good for you, Lisa, because we know you love animals.
Right.
Bravo.
I'm not surprised that Lisa Vanderpump is going to be exiting the show. I think that, I mean, as much as I'm going to miss her on the show, I do see her coming back here and there, and sometimes you just, you're ready to
friend
leave
of the show.
Yeah.
She's done so
much. She's done so much, and she's created so much for Bravo.
Yeah. I have a problem with Lisa Vanderpump on this show, because she's just not involved, and I don't really care for her so much on this, but I will say I enjoy her on Vanderpump Rules. It's almost like a different character to me.
Hmm. Yeah. I do
so,
have friends
yeah,
like that
perhaps
too.
In a different light, in a different setting. I mean, Housewives is pretty aggressive, you know what I mean? Even looking at someone like Kim Zolciak, like a different person in her show than she was in early Atlanta Housewives.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a good move for her, a comfortable space.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it's time to move on, and it's time to get something.
We're still
going
to get a part of her life with if the animal show does get greenlit. Is it greenlit?
It is. They said they're in the final talks. And, you know, there's another housewife that also told me that she's looking to start another show, too. And the thing is, we know the show is taping the reunion March 8th, or at least I got the castings for that. So we know that's going to be done. And then it's like they're all talking about March, April doing other shows and spinning it off. Mm-hmm. So Lisa Vanderpump, you know, Vanderpump Rules is extremely popular. The ratings are very high. Maybe the animal show will do well, too.
Yeah, have to see. Animal show.
I think that's what it is. I think it's great. I think she's using her platform to bring awareness to things that she is in love with. And there's people out there, people that I know, too, that love those types of causes.
What I would be interested in seeing with you, Lisa Vanderpump, is I'd be interested in seeing like a Jeff Lewis style show where you go in like with this apartment tonight. I would like to see you go through the process of maybe a location or a restaurant.
That's what
that you go in and you turn everything up.
I think that is the idea.
Okay,
them showing buying the property, turning it into an animal shelter, the whole thing. Cameras following every step of the way. So I think you're gonna get your wish on that.
Yeah, even if it was like almost a Tabitha where. Was like once stands on their own.
Tabitha.
Well, she claims she's a designer, right? We know she does fabulous work at all her restaurants. Let's see the process.
I'd love to see
what she does. And same with the condo.
Who's going to step in to take Lisa's spot, though.
Well, you know, I kind of talked about this at the beginning of the season, and I said it looks as though they've been grooming Kyle to take over Lisa Vanderpump's place. I mean, when the season started, it was a lot of focus on Kyle. I don't know that she can carry. I'm not saying she is the crowning person that is going to take over, but there did seem to be a lot of focus on Kyle and very little on Lisa when the season started.
She's
the last original.
Yep,
she's the last original person.
Adrian or Camille, it's time.
Ready for Camille.
Yes, it's time. But anyway, our shout outs to Christy, who will be here next week. She's been busy working.
We miss you, girl.
Christy. Balanced out with her, the news and gossip, the Christy Reports way. Because I just put this together and was like, oh, this looks interesting. She always finds things. I don't know where the hell she finds her stuff. So, and that was interesting intel about Lisa Vanderpump because I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
just came out.
Very good. Well, in the meantime, in between time, keep up with us on all social media platforms and let us know what you're thinking below in the comments.
And hey guys, I want to promote AfterBuzz this week. You can check out all their fabulous shows. I'm also the host of Finding Prince Charming, Million Dollar Listing, guest star on Straight Talk with Ross Matthews, and of course this show, and lead host for Dancing with the Stars and lead host with Pop's Nightcap. So check them all out. They're fabulous shows.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I love hearing from you guys. Make sure to follow me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. I post around the clock.
And if you want to laugh, listen to the 50th episode of Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And we've got an Oscar special coming up. That'll be available next week, so look forward to that. You can follow me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Our thanks to you for listening. We'll be back next week with more Beverly Hills Housewives.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.